Hey, good morning, listeners. Welcome to our next edition of our podcast from Evangel called Pearls and Swine. We are coming at you from the Evangel House on College Avenue. And this week you've got myself, Travis, and Nate. We are without Pastor Levi as he's hopefully enjoying a great vacation with his family and some time off. But speaking of vacations, I just got back from one. I got a chance to get down to Wisconsin and hang out with my family. And one night when I was hanging out, we were watching the news, and I've got something very exciting that I found out. There's going to be a sequel to Top Gun, so there's going to be a Top Gun 2. And then, even better, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3. And the cool thing that I found out is that there's actually going to be the same two guys that were Bill and Ted, Keanu Reeves and the other dude that nobody remembers his name, and I don't either. But they're going to be like the dads in this stage, and it just looked really stupidly awesome. So I'm pumped about that.
So wait, is Tom Cruise doing Top Gun 2?
Tom Cruise is in Top Gun 2, and he even rides another motorcycle, I heard.
So is he going to be like the teacher? What's he doing? Because
I think that's it. I think he's going to be like the flight instructor now and there. Okay. Iceman's going to be back too.
Oh, nice.
So Val Kilmer, if I remember, that was that guy.
Yep.
But so that just kind of got me thinking of like the topic of movies and entertainment. And, you know, I enjoy my genre of movie is really slapstick comedy and just stupid humor. I like a good storyline now and again, but if I'm going to watch a movie, I just kind of want to be mindlessly entertained where I can sit back and just laugh and let the middle school boy in me just have some good chuckles.
I do not understand, dude. I just really don't. I really enjoy a thinking movie. And so I do enjoy like your sci-fi stuff that really gets in kind of like edgy topics, whether it's like AI and what would happen if an AI kind of took over the world. Or, I don't know, fighting off aliens or, could be any kind of sci-fi thing is pretty cool. I do like historical fiction too, like, I don't know, Patriot, Braveheart, Gladiator, those are all awesome.
Those are some good ones.
Yeah, some good flicks there. And so, you know, kind of thinking through what it would have been like to be in those situations and what were the conflicts and things that the people were wrestling with at that time and kind of, engaging in that level. So, yeah, we couldn't have any more different.
Well, I would agree with you. Braveheart's in my top 10.
Yeah.
And I like the storyline on that. And I think that sometimes a storyline that's like that, where there's the hero and then the villain and then the hero is victorious, like that's compelling. That pulls us in, that draws us in, that keeps me on the edge of my seat, that and explosions and fights, like, that's good stuff, man.
But William Wallace died, man.
But it was still a good story.
Yeah. Good stories are really important. And, you know, I think one of the things about good stories, they kind of reflect scripture, and they reflect the real story of God in our world. You know, there's something really compelling about someone who gives their life for a cause or for someone else and demonstrates their love and that kind of thing. In a story, it's always compelling to us, especially if you kind of bond with the character and stuff. But yeah, and you know, I was thinking about, you know, it's the middle of summer, which is awesome. Getting out, doing kind of fun things and stuff like that. But there's not a lot of sports. There's not a lot of, you know, major ticket items that you're kind of tracking, you know, maybe baseball, but baseball kind of had their all-star game. And so
the USA ladies just won the World Cup. You didn't tune in?
I mean, I watched highlights in some of the games, and I love soccer, but we're kind of in a lull right now. And so how are we going to fill our time and some of our entertainment choices, and what does that look like? So thoughts on that?
I think, I mean, that can be tricky waters to navigate, right? Especially you and I both have kids, younger kids too. And so those little eyes are constantly on us, and they watch what we do, and they watch what we watch and what we listen to and what we read. At least my kids pay pretty close attention to that.
Chainsaw 4.
That was a good one. The whole family enjoyed it.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But I think like we have to be careful with some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Not that there's like rules and limitations on stuff. To an extent, I guess there is. But we do, I think, need to be cautious of what we fill our minds and our hearts with, right?
Yeah, and one of the ways that you know, the Bible kind of instructs us in that is, you know, we're expected to think on good things, think on what is right, true, holy, and that kind of thing. And, you know, you can't do that if you're constantly watching entertainment that is that horror stuff or the massacre type stuff, you know, things that are constantly filled with foul language or or just horrific evil things, because your mind is taking that stuff in and you're consuming it at some level, and that's the things that you're going to dwell on and that kind of thing. But when we think about good things and dwell on good things and allow good things to really fill our thoughts and stuff like that, it is helpful for just lightening your mood. But yeah, and it's not like there's necessarily like, this is bad and this is okay.
Right. Like, there's no clear distinctive line.
Those lines aren't necessarily, distinctive and clear for everyone. For example, like I just don't watch horror, because I feel like it affects me a lot. I had a good friend in seminary. He loved the horror stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's a limit, right? Like, I think if you fill your mind too much with that, it's not going to be good.
It's the saturation of it, right? Like, if you're just constantly filling yourself with that stuff, like, it reminds me, I think, of Proverbs 4, I think it's 4:23, where they talk about all above else guards your heart because everything you do flows from that. And I think back to my days, I was into some questionable music that my parents probably wouldn't have approved of. But I liked that stuff, and I realized looking back on how much it did impact me because I submersed myself in it. It saturated my eardrums, right? And so then I began to talk that way and say the things that are in that song or those types of songs, and like didn't live those things out, but I mean, it impacted me, and it was like a slow creep into my head. And then, you know, to deprogram sometimes some of that stuff is a challenge. Yeah. But like, in the same token, like there are some songs that I like that are not, or some genres of music that I like that are not popular Christian music. And I think for me, that's okay. If I listen to some old rock and roll or some newer stuff, like there's some things in there that it's good music. And what do you think about that? How's your take on that?
I think that's right. Like, I think, you know, Jesus talked about, feeding on God's word, right? That, allowing it to be our sustenance and that kind of thing. And so I think we should, you know, strive to fill our minds with the things of God. Even the psalmist talks about, in Psalm 119, this idea of just thinking through, contemplating, dwelling on God's law and, you know, God's word and that kind of stuff, as a way of just, really getting your mindset right and as a way of honoring God and really being in awe of who God is and how he cares for us. And so I think, you know, it's important that we're putting God's word in our mind because that's what we're going to think about. That's what we're going to dwell on. But I think we can have times where we enjoy entertainment stuff. And, you know, I think probably the biggest thing is that as we're watching movies, as we're listening to songs and stuff like that, are we thinking about what it's saying? Are we considering its messaging? I like to challenge, you know, the teens that I work with regularly, like, do you know what that song means?
Sure.
Do you understand, like, the theme of this movie? Like, people didn't spend, you know, tens to hundreds of millions of dollars to make a movie just to say nothing. Like, they have a point. There's a message that they're getting across most of the time. And sometimes the message is just comedy or whatever.
But that's a super good point, because, like I said before, I like the mindless entertainment. Mm-hmm. Subconsciously, those things stick with us even when it's mindless.
Sure.
Like, you pick up on the lyrics to a song, you pick up on the story of a movie, and, like, sometimes you find yourself saying or repeating things or thinking about stuff, and you're like, holy cow, man, where did that come from?
So you see there's a chance. Yeah, I think there are these, like, one-liners and things that we like to throw out there at the opportune time that shows we do catch up or catch on to these things and latch on to them. And so it's important that we evaluate the message of a movie and kind of think, okay, well, is this true? Right? Because sometimes movies make great points.
Mm-hmm.
They put things in a very concise or a very potent way of communicating the human experience.
Sure.
I think a Toy Story 4, our family just recently went out to see that, and we were talking about it as a family and stuff, and we kind of weren't satisfied with the ending, and we talked a little bit about it and talked about the whole idea behind the movie, and I was mm-hmm. like, you know, I think the movie was about purpose, how we find our purpose and when our purpose is fulfilled and stuff like that, and what does life look like after our purpose has been fulfilled.
Sure.
And some of those issues, which, you know, pretty deep for a kid's
head. Oh, yeah.
But I think when we're doing that kind of evaluation and thinking through, okay, does this actually align with what God has told us about life?
I think that's super awesome that you did that, because that just shows a ton of intentionality. And I think that's where we can use some of these entertainment things for the benefit, especially for those of us that have kids. Like, get together, watch a family movie, which we like to do. We do that as one of our family night things once a week. That sometimes that includes watching a movie. But it's like that intentionality of following up. Okay, like what was the storyline here? What was this? What was the point of this thing? How does that line up with what we believe faith-wise? How does that line up with God's word? And then you can start to have some of those deeper conversations. And I, like you said, the storyline can sometimes be super compelling and really lead into some really poignant opportunities to speak into some of these maybe tougher things that we face in life or that our kids are going to face in life, and just opens up those doors in a different or a unique way to have those conversations with your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a favorite movie that you like to talk about with friends and stuff? Or is it just Dumb and Dumber?
Dumb and Dumber is at the top of my list. Man, like I think I worked at a Best Buy through college, and so we got access to tons of movies. You got a bit of an employee discount. And so my roommate and I that both worked there, we started a DVD collection. And I realized as we separated ways and had to divvy up our collection there, that I was a big romantic comedy fan. I know that sounds...
You and Pastor Levi, my goodness.
Sounds surprising, but again, it was like that compelling story, and it usually involved like some kind of challenge to overcome, or the guy was trying to win over the girl's heart and face some struggles, and you know, but in the end it was always a happy ending. And I think life can be super heavy sometimes, so I'm still drawn to those happy ending movies, those ones where you don't have to think much about storyline and plot sometimes, because it's just lighthearted. So those are typically what I'm drawn to, but man, I love the stuff that blows up and the fights and the freedom kind of movies too. So
nice.
What's your favorite movie?
Well, one of my favorite movies to talk about with people is Transcendence, which is kind of not a very well-known film, but it features Johnny Depp as the lead guy, and it's about artificial intelligence and stuff like that, and how this artificial intelligence like makes the world better in some ways, but they couldn't quite figure out, like, is this like a person, an actual being, or like, does it actually care about humanity, or is it just trying to like rule over humanity? Like, and I love this questions about like personhood and some of those things. But I also like how that movie in particular, like, it kind of points at some things that scripture talks about in regards to what's going to happen in the end times. What's going to happen when humanity kind of becomes this worshiper of the system, or an idol or something like that called the beast. And so I think there's so many parallels in that movie to some of those end times thoughts that I just get super excited to point those out and talk about it with people and stuff like that. So I think that's probably one of my favorites to watch and talk with people on. So Transcendence, Johnny Depp, good movie.
You didn't give it all away right now, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. So it's kind of cool. But it talks about a lot of where society is going with technology. Mm-hmm. And I love that topic as well. So
what would you say to maybe somebody that's wrestling with like the trying to figure out what's acceptable and what's not acceptable for them to fill their minds with their watch? Because sure. I know like American Sniper was a movie that I went to see, and it's a true story. Mm-hmm. It's very graphic because it's war based, so there's a ton of killing and shooting, and but it's real life too. So there was some tension in that for me. The language was really off the Richter scale. What would you say to that?
You know, I remember watching Saving Private Ryan, which has that whole scene about D-Day and the invasion, and the most gory thing I think I've seen in my life. But I remember feeling sick, and the camera's kind of bumping around and that kind of thing, but it really gives you the sense of what would it have been like on that day trying to storm that beach. And so I appreciate that. And, you know, I think we do need to be careful, even with stuff like that, to, you know, make sure that, you know, that's not appropriate for little kids.
Sure.
For sure. But I think there is some potency to seeing something like that and trying to understand what things were like, in that moment of history. I think of like Schindler's List, where there was nudity. But it was of all these Jews who were just stripped of their humanity and their clothing. And so it captured like how grotesque the treatment was of the Jews in concentration camps, and how Schindler wanted to help, and how he just came to this point at the end even that, oh, I could have done so much more. And just, it's such a powerful, powerful movie in that. So, but I think we do need to be careful. I think we do need to be careful about sexuality and stuff like that. Because like you said, that stuff gets into your mind. Mm-hmm. And it can be distracting. And whether it's even language can get in your mind and that kind of thing. But I think it's hard to know going into a film what to expect or whether or not to trust the director and their storytelling capability. But there's lots of good things online that screen and review things. So get online and check some of them out and see what they're saying about the film and what the story is about. And all that stuff I think is super helpful, especially when you're trying to make decisions for your family and what's just a good family film to watch with the kids. And so kind of a long answer, but
yeah, no, those are some great points. And I think it's good for us just to consider, you know, what is going in eventually is going to come out in some way, shape or form. So yeah, super deep topic today, like, and pretty prime for where we're at in like the summer movie season and the dog days of summer. So hope you guys got something out of that. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we will catch you next time on Pearls and Swine. Take care.